Hi, it's Lisa here from the Cupping Revolution, and today we're going to talk about the indications, contraindications, and cautions for cupping therapy. Cupping has been around really since the beginning of mankind. From a very early time, man and animal alike figured out that by creating suction on an area of the body where there was something stuck in the skin or under the surface of the tissues, that this action of sucking would help release it from the body. So it is an innate response in animals and mammals for sure. So it is a super effective technique, which is one of the things that I love about cupping, is that it's really easy to perform and it's incredibly effective for many, many conditions. Having said that, there are a few things that we do have to be aware of when we are practicing cupping therapy. The first thing that I think is the most important to bear in mind when we are practicing is that we live in a society full of sick and half-sick people. So we have to be very mindful of the condition of health of our patients. And it's really important that if your patient has a condition or symptoms that you are unaware of or uncertain as to how they are going to be impacted by increasing their circulation and blood flow and lymphatic movement, and possibly, impacting their hearts as well, then you probably should not be practicing cupping on that person. So historically, cupping was used as a folk medicine within villages and within communities. There was usually someone in the community who knew how to perform cupping, and there was usually a set of cups in the village. Now, this was during times when the kinds of conditions that people were having were fevers from an animal bite or some kind of an infection or an acute rheumatic illness. So there were many less chronic and autoimmune type conditions around then than there are now. So it was a little bit less important for these people in the villages to be trained in some kind of medical profession in anatomy and physiology. Personally, with the Cupping Revolution and the Meridian Care Center, we require that all of our students do have a minimum of 50 hours of training in anatomy and physiology. It's very, very important to understand the systems of the body so that you can understand how cupping may impact the system of the client that you're working on. Of course, the other most important aspect to look at when you're thinking about indications and contraindications for cupping is that if you're a licensed healthcare practitioner, you already have a scope of practice that you're working under. So if you're a massage therapist, for example, then you need to first look at the scope of practice of your own profession: massage therapy, physiotherapy, acupuncture, chiropractic, whatever your own scope of practice is, you need to look at that and adhere to that first. Because cupping is an unregulated modality, there really is no official rule on the indications and contraindications, but you are governed by your own licensing board or professional college or association.